Michigan State Police Lieutenant Ben Eklo is with us. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Jack, and great to be on with you today.
Thanks for doing this. I think a lot of times people say, warning us of a scam, and they kind of roll their eyes a little bit and say, that would not happen to me. But I could tell you it happened to me with Charter Spectrum, and luckily Spectrum caught it, and I won't go into the details. But my point is with the way things are nowadays, anybody can get taken because these people are pretty believable.
Yeah, you're exactly right with that. Really, anyone can. This can happen to anyone, and it is the natural reaction to think that okay, this won't happen to me or anyone I know. This is something just happens to other people, but it really can happen to anyone. And just because it does happen to you doesn't mean that you did anything wrong or that you're not a smart, great, talented individual. Because some people do get embarrassed if this happens to them, but there are. Can be definitely significant scams out there that take advantage of people, and that's why we're trying to help spread the word to prevent this type of stuff from taking place and helping people to recognize some of the red flags that help identify these scams.
And what are some of the things that can kind of tip you off if you're not paying attention? Maybe you should pay attention more. And what are the ones Ben, that concern you the most?
So really what we try to encourage people to just recognize some of the common methods that that these scammers will use rather than trying to keep track of each individual's scam that may be going on out there because there are so many and it's difficult to keep track of. So I'd say in general, if you get a message, you get an email, a phone call, or even something in the mail that is sudden and unexpected and creates a sense of urgency and almost kind of a panic to make you make a quick decision into sending personal information or money. That is often a red flag, and it's a tactic that these scammers try to use because when someone is emotional and they're making, a decision under stress, sometimes they don't make the best decision. So that's one thing that they try to use. So what we were to encourage you, if you do get that type of message, it could be an email, it could be something pops up on your computer. Really any means of getting that message that, just take a moment and pause and think skeptically about it. And kind of trust your instincts if something feels off. If it's seems like it may be a scam, we would encourage you to reach out and contact someone that you trust. Could be a friend or a loved one or a coworker. Talk to them about it. Talk to your local bank, or call your local law enforcement before you send any type of money. We definitely would like to have those conversations had before anything gets sent.